free lodging.
Okay, what can you tell us about Chase?
Nothing other than he's not able to practice yet, and he should be hopefully ready by the start of the season. But he's going to have to rehab for a while, and that's where we're at.
Personnel-wise, where do you go from here then? Who steps up to the spot?
Filofia comes in and steps into the free safety spot, and Corion Ballard slides up to strong safety. And then the twos, we got Marquise Blair running with a different group each day, you know, trying to see who's that next guy up, because we're still looking for that, what will be the fifth safety when Chase comes back.
Given Chase's talent and experience level, if you're wrong and he weren't able to go, how big a hit would that be for the defense?
Oh, he's a great player. He's one of the best players in the conference, and so you always want to be, you know, at full strength and have your best guys on the field, but if he's not there, he's not there. But my guess is, knowing him, his work ethic, his toughness, my guess is he'll be there.
Does it give maybe some other guys an opportunity to learn, because he already knows and
right.
You know what he can do?
That's the silver lining, is it does give Marquise Blair and some of these other guys a chance to get reps, and in the long run, it'll help us out in that respect.
Yeah. Is the offense making the progress here in the first three practices that you want to see with a new OC and a lot of new wide receivers?
I think so, and the receiver group is a whole new look. That position group has undergone a transformation, and it is much more talented, much deeper group than we've had in years. And so that's a good thing to see, particularly in this offense.
Can you go back and compare this group maybe to the 08 group? A couple guys out of that group ended up getting drafted. Is it that good?
Exactly. Yeah, that's that good, or in the big picture and in the long run, maybe better. We'll see what happens. Haven't played a game yet with them, but with most of them. And Raylan's not even out here yet. You know, Raylan will be out here in another couple days, but we have really helped ourselves at that position. So that's got to translate, though, into the games.
How'd you get this nurse kid to come in today?
Coach Scally discovered him and did the background work and the evaluation, and looks like he's going to be a good player for us. He's a lot of shape, a little underdeveloped right now, but he's got the basics. He's got talent.
Skinny legs?
Just like you. Skinny legs, just like yours, exactly.
Was Corion Ballard involved in that at all, because they played together?
Uh-huh, yeah. Corion was, you know, Coach Scally asked Corion what his thoughts were of Josh, and Corion was very positive towards him. Yeah.
How does the O-line coming together here?
Well, we're only in day three, first day in pads, so it's tough to make any sort of definitive statement, but I can tell you that Jordan Agresiva is very good. He's as advertised. It looks like right now he will play guard. Leka Uatafi will bump out the tackle just like we had anticipated. It looks like that's the road we're going down. Nothing's for certain yet, but that first group of five looks very solid. And then we got two or three more guys that we feel are ready. We got to add another guy or two to that ready-to-play group.
With so many new guys there, do you think you might be more prone to go live more?
No, I don't think so. I think our live work is, you know, the ratio that we go live and how many snaps of live work we get before the season is about right. In fact, if anything, we might cut back on a little bit, but we won't go there.
How about your linebackers? You got a little more experience than last year, don't you, there?
We do. We do, and David Luafatasanga, I thought, was playing at an all-conference level at the end of the season. He hadn't played that way the entire season, but the light switch seemed to go on for him towards the end of the year. Cody Barton's a year older, more mature, more experienced. Sunia Tautioli, Donovan Thompson is having a very good camp, only 3 days in, but so far. And Devin Lloyd, our new freshman, looks like he's a promising player.
Looked like it was a good day for the corners today. They made some plays in the pass game down the field.
They did, but the receivers made their share of plays earlier in practice as well, so it was give and take, but that's what you like to see. I think we're going to be as good or better in secondary than we were last year, you know, as soon as this group settles in and the learning curve expires.
Who's emerging in those roles?
What's that?
Who's emerging in those starting roles?
Julian Black, well, no one in the starting roles there, but Julian Blackman, Casey Hughes have been outstanding. Jalen Johnson is as advertised, our big-time corner out of California. Tyrone Smith's been hampered by a little injury that shouldn't be more than another day or two. Nigel King is doing a nice job. Booby Hobbs at the nickel spot. Javon Guidry's doing a good job. So we got a whole bunch of guys. That position has really been rebuilt and supplemented over the last few years.
Now, you know, you're throwing red meat out to people like us when you say as good or better than last year.
That's right. Well, I don't know what red meat means. but we had a pretty good secondary last year. You know, we got three of them in the NFL, four of them in the NFL. And so potentially, they're very talented. Short on experience, long on talent.
Do you have an idea of who might be your... I know you're going to play multiple backs. Who your lead back might be?
Armand Shine.
Is he back to where he was a year ago?
Almost. He's had a very good first 3 days. Zach Moss is much improved. You know, it's true freshman. Between the true freshman year and the next year, there's a lot of just maturing that takes place in development. And Zach Moss is doing a nice job. Devonta Henry Cole as well. And TJ Green, our freshman. You know, all four of those guys are very talented.
Troy says they're catching the football now, too. They weren't necessarily in the spring, but they're all starting to catch a little bit.
Yep, they've been working hard on the jugs machine over here, and their hands are much better.
The freshman defensive backs, the corners specifically, are they still catching up because of the fact that, you know, they didn't have a spring, or are they...
You mean the brand new freshman?
Yeah,
guys that just got here?
I mean, you guys have a scrimmage later this week. I mean, do you guys have to evaluate them at all differently because they are playing catch up, or are they...
You know, we look at the ceiling. You know, we understand and take into consideration the lack of, time in the system and knowledge of the system. We're looking at how they move, how they burst. That's what we base things on, because we know as things go on, they're going to feel more and more comfortable. And so that's really what coaches look for, is the upside and the ceiling, not necessarily where you are right now, but if we sink the reps into you, where can you be? And so two young guys that really stood out today, Lecky Fotu had a nice practice, and Samson Nakua had a very good practice. And so it's pleasing to see those two guys start to step up.
How about Maxis Tupai at the end? What has he been doing?
Feeling more comfortable every day. He was a linebacker in high school, so it's new to him. But he is looking more and more like a defensive end as far as what he's doing, how he's moving, leverage, pad level, all that stuff. So I think he's going to be a very good player there.
How's Kylie Fitz looking this year? Does he look healthy?
I think he's one of the best defensive ends in the conference, if not the country. He's 6'4 plus, 260 pounds, quick as a cat, runs a 4.7, which for that size is real good.
How do you help a guy like that? It's been out a year. I mean, he didn't essentially get to play, but how do you keep maybe the mental reps or whatever that may be?
You mean while he wasn't playing? Yeah, he's in the meeting rooms and film rooms and watching and continuing to learn. Obviously, he couldn't do anything physically, but he could do some things in the weight room. His body is a lot more... just less body fat, more muscle than it was when he first got here. His body composition is better.
Coach Taylor talked about maybe having two back sets. I mean, what are you seeing with that, maybe introducing that into the offense?
Yeah, whatever Coach Taylor wants to do. I mean, this is his baby, and we've got four, like I said, plus another couple. You know, Howard is a good back, and so we've got guys that are very capable. And so you want to utilize your talent and all your players, and if we think the two back sets have a place, if Coach Taylor thinks that, then that's what will happen.
A lot of the players have said they've kind of bought in a little bit more than last year on the offense. Do you sense that, or is there new blood?
I don't want to compare it to last year, but I sense a great buy-in this year. And they're excited, and they're a lot of energy, and a lot of confidence over there right now. Okay, that's a wrap.